The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning. Gosh, it's early. You guys are crazy. I'm so glad you're listening. And today's topic, your questions and answers. And I'll give you the best answers I can give. Well, let's jump right into it. Again, you can go to MahoneyGPS.com. You can get that right there. Get your newsletter for free. Ask any questions you want. And so I'll put a whole bunch of questions that you've been asking the last couple months. Consolidate them. And here we go. First off, gold. Gold comes up quite a bit. I think a lot of people here in the Hudson Valley own gold and what my thoughts are about gold. Well, gold stands around $1,200 an ounce, as it's done for the last couple of years. So to me, gold, again, I like to go into things that are trending higher. You can look at charts and they can give you a quick sense of what's going on. I mean, you can see something going from left to right going up and like, okay, that's a good trend. Or something like gold going from left to right kind of going down. And, you know, one thing, if you own a stock and let's say it's not doing much, it's going sideways, you collect a dividend, right? So that's a positive thing. The problem about gold, though, as you wait, and I don't know what we're waiting for here with gold, but as we wait, there's no collection of the dividend. There's nothing that's paying on a quarterly basis. And lately, it's been really disappointing to investors, gold, because, you know, we've had some really international, let's call them yuckies, that are out there. And usually those signs of panic in the marketplace in prior years, gold would be the kind of go-to. Let's go to gold because, you know, we want something as a hard asset. We don't want to be in U.S. dollars. We don't want to be in other currencies. Let's put our money into something really solid like gold when we have these type of crisis. Well, guess what? The last number of crises we've had, I looked at the chart and gold barely budged. So it's not that go-to anymore. To me, gold would be a place to be if we had inflation or hyperinflation. And at least here in the U.S., we're running around 2% CPI. At least that's what they tell us, the Consumer Price Index. And with that, that's not really inflation. And actually, Fed Chair Powell and others at the Fed, you are meeting soon again. They'll probably raise rates and continue to raise rates. You know, if they're asleep behind the wheel and not raising rates, we could have inflation brewing. We could have things kind of going up in prices. But as the Fed is watching this very closely, and the number one thing they're trying to do is guard against inflation, well, then gold doesn't have much of a chance if the Fed keeps raising rates. Again, I know it sounds kind of confusing. So again, if you have a small sliver of gold in your portfolio, whether it's a gold mutual fund, a gold ETF or gold itself, that's fine. But I really kind of, you know, you're looking at it, if you have like 30% or 50% of your holdings into gold, I would definitely trim that back. Again, I don't have a crystal ball here, but certainly gold has not done well in the last couple of years. It bounces around a little bit. It hasn't been the go-to like in the past. And quite frankly, inflation, that's one of your worries and the reason why you would have gold in the first place. Well, you had Fed Chair Powell and others at the Federal Reserve raising rates to make sure that doesn't happen. Let's see, another question. Resources. What resources do I use? Well, I use Thomson Reuters for my quotes, for my charts. I have a little flashing green and red. It looks like Christmas over here. So green is good. That means the stock is higher. Red is lower. I could put different alarms onto it. If a stock goes above a certain price or go below a certain price or go above a certain amount of volume. So right in front of me, I have all these monitors at work, kind of like air traffic controller, I guess, right? So you're kind of incoming, outgoing. And again, to my left-hand side, I'm watching the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, watching volume, advanced decliners, watching bond rates. It's all in my left-hand corner, kind of have all the essentials, and then spread out through all the different sectors. So on any given day, you know, we have a number of S&P 500 sectors. And let's say the market's lower. Well, not every sector is lower. Maybe utilities are higher. Maybe healthcare is higher. Maybe banks are higher. So it kind of gives me a good overall breed. So I use Thomson Reuters. As far as, you know, looking at what exchange-traded funds or mutual funds that people should be looking into, I use Morningstar. I probably use Morningstar for over 20 years. They're pretty consistent. So they go ranking from five stars all the way down to one star. Five star being your best rated fund, all the way down to one. And for those who have mutual funds or exchange traded funds at work, let's say 401k, 403b, every now and then they should get what I call a Morningstar x-ray or MRI, kind of put it through and see whether your funds kind of hold up to the rest of them. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us. Today's topic, your questions and answers. And don't forget, every Monday through Friday, right here in WHUD, the market report, the WHUD Hudson Valley market report that I give every Monday through Friday, comes on around 8:25 to 8:30, right after the traffic report. And on your way home, around 5:10, 5:15, Bill Kugel of Mahoney Asset Management, he'll give you what happened during the day. So we're pretty much with you around the clock here. Monday through Friday in the morning, the market report that I give, Bill Kugel in the afternoon. Saturday, we take a break, and then right back here on Sunday, giving you a GPS for your finances. And also, I think a great source, and I mentioned this before, is MahoneyGPS.com. That's our website that has all the different articles that I write on a weekly basis. You could sign up for newsletter there. You can find out about our free books, a bit different offers, use our calculators, see the different TV programs I've been on, but it's all right there, MahoneyGPS.com. And today's topic, your questions and answers. The first one we covered was gold, and I said, again, not my crystal ball. By the way, those who live by the crystal ball often eat glass. That's an old saying, my mom. I don't want to, I'm sure my mom didn't come up with it, but someone else came up with it. My mom used to use it. God rest her soul. But, you know, gold with my crystal ball broken doesn't seem like be a good place to be putting money, particularly that we don't have inflation. And I just started mentioning some of the resources that I use, one of your questions. So I use Thomson Reuters for my quote system. That also gives me charts. I get to look at a lot of different sectors. Colorful, too. My monitor is very colorful, let's put it that way. Morningstar to check out mutual funds and exchange-traded funds. There's some of it that's free. You can actually go to morningstar.com. And, of course, if you want all the goodies, you have to kind of upgrade there. I also get Investor Business Daily. I think if you're really into this investing game, if you're really into looking at stocks and individual ideas, well, Investor Business Daily doesn't fool around. The Wall Street Journal, as an example, gives you great stories, great coverage. They'll cover all the different corporate news, but they're not going to say buy here or sell here. That's not what they do. Investor Business Daily is more specific. They look at companies that have great characteristics, those with great earnings. They actually give a rating to it, very easy to follow, 1 through 99. 99, the composite rating is the highest rating, meaning it has good relative momentum, the stock's doing well. But I would really, if you're into this, go get Investor Business Daily. Now again, you don't need to get it every day. You can go to Saturdays or Sundays on a newsstand, get the weekend edition, and right there you're going to see charts laid out, the companies that are doing well, the leaders in the market, and you'd be surprised how good that is as a resource. Well, we'll be right back right after these messages with the GPS for your finances, your questions, and your answers.
The stock market seems to be setting records on a daily basis as the Dow Jones has added over 5,000 points in just the past year. Now, do you feel like you're missing out on this move? Should you have a better strategy to take advantage of this market? Our friend Ken Mahoney has a free book offer only for WHUD listeners. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, and it's free for the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. It's the perfect companion to Ken's show, which you're listening to now, and every Sunday morning right here on 100.7 WHUD. Now, the book sells on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but it's free for the first 20 callers right now. 845-371-0101. Leave your name and address, and they will send Ken's book out to you tomorrow. Call 845-371-0101. Now, this is a limited offer. When the book runs out, so will this incredible offer. So if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is for you. 845-371-0101 for Not Your Father's Retirement, a free book from Ken Mahoney. 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us early Sunday morning. You got the coffee going, got the tea going. You should be inviting me over for, I don't know, scrambled eggs and toast. I'm pretty easy, a little pepper on it. I'm all set. But so glad you're joining us this Sunday morning. You just heard from Mike Bennett, offering my book, Not Your Father's Retirement, for free. That's right, for free, F-R-E-E, for the first 20 callers. Again, that phone number is 845-371-0101. Now, for only for the first 20 callers, 845 845- 371-0101. Now, you know, I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. So sometimes you pick us up and sometimes you can't be with us. And I think, you know, if you kind of follow this book, Now Your Father's Retirement, it picks up many of the concepts that we speak about right here. So your perfect companion to today's show and shows in the future is Not Your Father's Retirement, 845-371-0101. And finally, this book sells on Barnes & Noble and it sells on Amazon for $17.99. And the early bird gets the worm. That's you. Once again, 845-371-0101. If you're driving, you can go to MahoneyGPS.com or you go to WHUD.com and that's easier for you. And you'll see the book offer right there and the show that we cover, A GPS for Your Finances. Well, right back to your questions and answers. Right before the break, we spoke about resources that I use. I use Thomson Reuters for my quotes, Morningstar for mutual funds and exchange-traded funds, Investor's Business Daily for overall ideas and also stock ideas. William O'Neill wrote a book about that, Investor's Business Daily. And finally, Barron's, if you get a chance, it comes out once a week. It's put out by Dow Jones. A lot of macro things in there, usually a great cover story, a lot of juicy stuff in there. It comes out only once a week, but that's called Barron's. That's something else you can pick up. So those are kind of my resources. The next question I had is, what's your next book? Well, I wrote 7 books. It's hard to believe. The most recent one was Life on Your Terms, GPS Guide to Retirement, Not Your Father's Retirement, A Tale of Two Retirements, you get it? A GPS for Your Retirement. And now the next one, drum roll, I hope to have it out by January. That means by the end of October, it needs to be at the editors in November, December, at the printers and so forth, so I could have it out right at the beginning of the year because I think it's really important. I'm going to do a GPS for Your Retirement workbook. That's right, a workbook, kind of making you work this time. Okay, now basically taking some of the best concepts from the books I wrote and really more interaction, writing out like what are your goals and what type of legacy you like to leave. And once you make extra money, I always say to clients too, okay, great. So let's say you make, instead of making 5% a year, start making 15% a year if that were to happen. What would you do with that extra money, huh? Okay, okay, you want to give more money to the grandchildren? Great. You want to do home improvement? Great. Trap, whatever it is. But again, it's always nice to link why you're doing different things and what that means to you. So anyway, we're going to have the GPS for Your Retirement workbook. I hope to have that in January. Now that I'm putting it out there in the universe and telling people about it, it makes me more accountable. But again, I'm looking forward to it. I've already been working on it, scribbling. Sometimes I go back, I can't read my own handwriting. Have you ever had that problem? another question I have is, why is the market up with so many problems? Well, you know, anytime you look in history, and even in good markets, it's, you can pick out, if you're like me, in my garage, there's still some old newspapers around. Don't know why. No, I know why. You know, if you're painting around the house, you use that as a cover. But you have these old newspapers. And anytime you pick up a newspaper, whether it's 6 months ago, a year ago, 4 years ago, 12 years ago, whatever, there's always a lot of yucky headlines that are out there. So we kind of deal with that. And again, there's some that are really important, some that are not. And my biggest test too about these news items that are out there, will it impact earnings? Okay, that's my number one thing. So there's some things like trade with China that will impact some companies' earnings. Some companies that export to China will have serious earnings consequences because of it, but not the entire market. So for instance, 2008, 2009, when we had this financial crisis and banks were failing left and right and all that type of stuff, and government bailed them out with $25 billion here, $25 billion there. Guess what? A lot of people were out buying things like refrigerators. You know, a lot of people were losing money in real estate. They weren't going to, let's say, Home Depot or Lowe's. And these companies' earnings went lower, and so did the stock. Eventually, things kind of bottomed out a little bit. Middle of 2009, we started getting our legs, our feet underneath us, and we started having better earnings. So the reason why I say that is that while there are so many problems, and you know, I can count the ways, and I think you know all the different problems that are out there, including what's going on with the administration. Again, trade wars, though so far some of the trade deals have worked out better. Lower tax rates have worked out pretty well for companies. Companies have been buying back stock and raising dividends. So there's a lot of kind of cross things, not just all bad things that are out there. But at the end of the day, we've had really strong earnings. First, second quarter earnings of this year have been really strong, some 25% over last year's earnings. Again, some of that is because of the tax cut. But nonetheless, we've had very strong earnings. When companies have stronger earnings, they can do a lot of good things for shareholders. They can go and buy other companies. They can reinvest in their companies. They can raise a dividend. They can also reinvest and buy back shares. So, or they can do all four of those things or even more things. So when companies are flush with earnings and cash, they can do a lot of good things for shareholders. So that's why, you know, when you look at the headlines like, oh, yeah, remember, we've always had negative headlines. Okay, you don't wake up one morning and say everything's perfect, go out and buy stocks. That's not how it goes. And at the end of the day, it comes down to earnings. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney and Mahoney Asset Management. We're here with you every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. In a little bit, you're going to hear an offer from Mike Bennett, how to get my book for free. And today's topic, your questions and answers. So we covered a whole bunch of questions and answers. Next one that's come up, I kind of consolidated the questions. What's the biggest mistake you've seen investors make? And I would say, having to sell, or when to sell, or having a sell discipline. That is, let me put it the other way. You know, I get people to say, well, how did you put this portfolio together? Not from the top down. I mean, we try to look at your situation from 30,000 feet, look at what your expenses will be down the road, try to, you know, solve for X, a little algebra, try to put some science behind a plan. But most people, you know, they get an idea from CNBC, their Uncle Joe told them to buy something, they picked up a magazine and bought another mutual fund. So a whole bunch of bits and pieces instead of relating to the whole. So I think that's one of the biggest mistakes investors make. But as I mentioned about the sell plan, so let's say Uncle Joe says buy the stock, or you watch CNBC or Fox Business and you get an idea there. The problem is no one knows when to sell. I mean, one thing I've always said is maybe use a stop loss order, protect it. So let's say you buy something at $100 a share, you put a stop at $95. If it goes below $95 a share, you get stopped out. It's like a circuit breaker. The problem is most investors hold on to losers. Oh, I bought it at 100, now it's 50. I wait for it to go back to 100. Meanwhile, if you buy a $100 stock, goes to 105, you're very quick to take a profit. Maybe that can go higher. But there's a lot of things that people can do. I think the number one thing people can do is really try to get some type of sell discipline after they buy something. Well, if you're just tuning in, you listen to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney. And today's topic, your questions and answers, coming right up right after this break.
The stock market seems to be setting records on a daily basis as the Dow Jones has added over 5,000 points in just the past year. Now, do you feel like you're missing out on this move? Should you have a better strategy to take advantage of this market? Our friend Ken Mahoney has a free book offer only for WHUD listeners. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, and it's free for the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. It's the perfect companion to Ken's show, which you're listening to now, and every Sunday morning right here on 100.7 WHUD. Now, the book sells on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but it's free for the first 20 callers right now. 845-371-0101. Leave your name and address, and they will send Ken's book out to you tomorrow. Call 845-371-0101. Now, this is a limited offer. When the book runs out, so will this incredible offer. So if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is for you. 845-371-0101 for Not Your Father's Retirement, a free book from Ken Mahoney. 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this Sunday morning as we, today's topic, your questions and answers. We've been tackling a whole bunch of questions so far this morning. Now, you just heard from Mike Bennett of WHD, Mike and Casey in the Morning, the number one show in the Hudson Valley. He's a good friend of mine. He's a great guy. He does so much for not-for-profit. He probably doesn't even talk much about it. I've been involved in Make-A-Wish since 2001 on the board, and he's at every event emceeing. He does a great job, so I just want to praise him and thank him for all the great work that he does. But anyway, Mike mentioned my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. The first 20 callers will get the book for free. I can't do it any cheaper than that, guys. So right here, right now. So 845-371-0101. And we can only offer it for the first 20 callers. But again, be the early bird, get the worm. And now I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Now, today's questions and answers. All the times we cover retirement, we cover taxes, we cover the markets, pretty much everything. We've gone around the horn. We've even covered Tesla one time. So anyway, the perfect companion to the show, we believe, is Not Your Father's Retirement. Please get yourself a copy here by calling 845-371-0101. Sells on Barnes & Noble and sells on Amazon. Of course, Amazon. Right? Amazon sells everything. $17.99. But your book is for free here. Now, you can either go to whd.com and get the book offer there, MahoneyGPS.com, get the offer for, again, for the, just for the Sunday morning, or call, probably the easiest way is 845-371-0101. Right before the break, we spoke about what investors do and your questions and answers. What mistakes do they make? I think one of the biggest mistakes I mentioned is that they don't know when to sell. There's not a discipline. People are very good at buying things. Like I said, Uncle Joe gives us an idea, or a friend at college, at work gives us an idea. Turn on a tube. So it's CNBC, Fox Business. You know, a lot of ideas would buy things, and how you prioritize, that's a whole other topic. But then once you get into something, when do you exit? Do you do parcels and so forth? So again, one of the first suggestions I said is set up some type of circuit breaker, some type of stop loss order perhaps to make sure you're not losing money on that idea. So what are some of the best books? That's a great question that comes up. What's your best books or best books to read in their area of finance? Well, there's so many, but I think anything about Warren Buffett, whether it's an autobiography, because he didn't really write books, or semi-autobiography, or all those people writing about what he's done. Again, if you're really into the markets and what's going on, again, Warren Buffett, Berkshire Hathaway, worth, I don't know, $80 or $90 billion, the number one investor probably in the world. So I guess if you're going to read a book about finance, might as well read about him. If you're really into stocks, William O'Neill wrote a book, How to Make Money in Stocks. He's the one who actually started Investor's Business Daily. Peter Lynch, One Up on Wall Street, is a really classic book. So there's a lot of great stuff out there, but if you're really into this stuff, I think the first book you should pick up is something about Warren Buffett. It is a truly amazing story. Don't have enough time here to go through it all, but it's really amazing what he's done, starting with collecting Coke cans back in the, I don't know, 1940s, I guess, in Omaha, Nebraska. He still lives a very simple life. Goes to McDonald's every day for breakfast. Again, don't get me started, but he goes to breakfast, McDonald's, drinks his Diet Coke. Very simple. Lives in the same house for 50-some years, and he's worth, I don't know, $80 or $90 billion, depends on the day. What is this? Do you listen to radio programs? Yes, I do. Actually, one of my favorite programs, I believe, is Dave Ramsey. His show is syndicated. Doesn't really talk about investments and taxes much like we do, but he really talks more about getting out of debt, especially for young couples who, you know, come out of college with $200,000 each of college loans, and then they go buy a home for $400,000 mortgage, and, you know, take about 40 years to get caught up on all those type of things. And he gives some really practical advice, and he has a lot of people who are following it. And the reason why I think Dave Ramsey is so popular, he gives you step by step by step, you know, baby steps, so to speak, and actually calls it baby steps, of how to get out of debt. And again, he's got this kind of nice demeanor about him. I don't know where his accent's from. It's somewhere from down south. But you'll hear him on syndicated programs out there, the Dave Ramsey Show. And I think he's done a lot of value for investors and for people like us who are trying to, let's say, reduce their debt or try to save money on taxes. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to A GPS for Your Finances. I'm here with you every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. I'm Ken Mahoney, your host, Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. I'm also with you every Monday through Friday. We give the market report, the WHED Hudson Valley Index, and what's happening with local companies. I'm on every, say, Monday through Friday. I come on around 8:25 to 8:30 every morning on the Mike and Casey Show, right after the traffic report. And then after that, in the afternoon time, you'll hear from Bill Kugel from Mahoney Asset Management. He comes on around 5:10, 5:15. So we get you kind of going to work, coming at work, or coming after work. Saturday, we take the day off. And Sunday, here we are back at it again, giving hosting a GPS for your finances. So today's topic, your questions and answers. I mentioned the favorite radio program, Dave Ramsey. Which business show do you watch on TV? Well, again, I've been on CNBC for a long, long time on the closing bell. I've been on Fox Business TV for a very long time also. So I'm going to flip a coin and say both. Okay, so I'll be politically correct here. Again, but I think they both have a lot to offer. There's different programs I like. I happen to like on CNBC a couple of my buddies that come on around 5 o'clock, Fast Money. They talk about what happened during the trading hours, where money's fast money's going to. Not that you should be chasing these things, but very interesting. Tim Seymour on there has some great ideas. So there's a lot of great programming. For me, though, since I cannot watch a lot of this stuff in real time, thank God for my DVR. My DVR, geez, I record 60 minutes Sunday mornings. CBS Sunday morning goes an hour and a half. Different financial programs I record as well. I love The Profit. That's on CNBC. Also love Shark Tank. That's probably one of my favorite shows. I think anyone that's, you know, if you have young children, I mean, get them involved as teenagers. I think they're in the 10th season now, you know, from Mark Cuban to John Damon to Barbara Corcoran. You know, Mr. Wonderful, who I've actually been on set with on CNBC, Mr. Wonderful, Kevin O'Leary. But again, these, you've seen people come in, they're looking for that great business idea, or maybe not great business idea, but they have a business idea and they try to get money from the sharks. But see, these are some of the programs that I record in my DVR and love watching. And my goal is actually go downstairs, work out, and try to get, you know, two birds with one stone, work out, do my little treadmill as I'm watching these programs I record throughout the week. So my favorite TV programs, again, it's a tie because I'm both on CNBC and Fox Business. Again, I like Fast Money on CNBC. That just happens to be my little cup of tea. 60 Minutes I record. I record Sunday CBS morning. It's on from like 8 to 9:30 in the morning. Love Shark Tank and love The Profit. So The Profit basically takes Lamar Marcus. He goes to a business, works with them, tries to help them grow their business, usually to family business. And usually there's some type of stumble in the beginning, and by the end, everything works out magical. Well, it's hard to believe time goes by so fast. I have so much to say, but hopefully you enjoyed today's topic, your questions and answers. And until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com. And Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.